News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
All righty, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is Friday. FM Talk 106.5 with Dan and Dalton. And we are just a few days away from Election Day, and the primary is coming up on Tuesday the 24th. We've got another gentleman in studio who is seeking office. Dalton, introduce our friend here.
Yeah, and no one knows better when the primaries will be than Judge John Williams, running for Mobile County District Judge. And John, thank you so much for coming in with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank y'all for having me.
Good to have you, John. First thing we've got to do is make sure everybody knows you're not that other John Williams.
I'm not that John.
How many times have you been asked that question?
A lot. A lot on the campaign trail. I tell people I'm not that John Williams, and I'm not the billionaire John Williams composer. So I'm the John Williams from Citronelle.
Exactly. So not the Councilman John Williams. John Williams from Citronelle. Tell us a little bit about you and whatever you'd like to for everyone to know.
Sure. Well, I'm obviously John Williams. I grew up in Citronelle. My mom owned the Iron Skillet restaurant there for about 30 years.
Really?
On the campaign trail, every time I mention the Iron Skillet, it resonates with people.
Absolutely. That's cool.
And so I sort of grew up in the restaurant business. My dad had retired from the Air Force, and he was a mailman for 20 years. So when you work in the restaurant business, when you see your mom in the restaurant business, and it's a seven-day-a-week thing, you know what hard work is all about.
Sure. Mm.
It's funny, I go, the Iron Skillet's still there and thriving and doing well, and I walk in there today or whenever I want something, and it's like stepping back in time. Nothing's ever happened. I feel like I'm 10 years old again, but I left Citronelle. I went to University of Alabama, put myself through college. I'm very proud of that. I saw the hard work that my mom and dad, did every day, and I did not want any help. They would have helped me if I'd asked, but I'm proud of that I was able to do that. After college, I went to law school at Alabama. I'm very proud of that fact as well. I was a student body president at Alabama Law School. And then from there, I went to the DA's office in Montgomery County. I was an assistant DA there. I tried every sort of case that you could try, street crime in circuit court. I started in circuit court, which circuit court, we can talk about the differences, but that's the jury trial level. So I tried everything from burglaries to thefts to, kidnappings to, I've tried capital murder cases. Mm. There's a defendant on death row that I have prosecuted. So obviously those are tough cases to prosecute for everybody involved, especially the victim's family. And after 4 years there, my parents were getting older, so I thought it was time to come home. And I have run my I had a private practice for 25 years now in Mobile, downtown. And I have been the city prosecutor for 16 years in Satsuma. And then for the last 6 years in Satsuma, I've been the city judge there. And I was the city prosecutor in Chickasaw for 4 years. And I have been the city judge in Citronelle for 25 years.
So as someone who also grew up with family in the restaurant business, I'm sure you worked about every job you could coming up there, from maintenance to the grill to whatever. Sounds similar in your in the courtroom, like you've worked about every job there is to work there.
I've done everything that you can possibly do in the courtroom. I've worn every hat you can wear, and when I'm elected district judge and retire in 20 years, maybe I can become the bailiff in the courtroom, and then I'll finish it all out.
John, to talk about district court, what that position means as opposed to circuit court, so people just have an understanding of if you win, what you will then become.
Sure. Well, district court, in a lot of ways, as I said, I've been the city judge in Citronelle for 25 years. District court, in a lot of ways, is similar to a municipal court. So the first court that, and the only court that a lot of citizens ever see. If you're given a ticket by a state trooper or a county sheriff and you want to contest your ticket, that's where you would go, to district court. Same thing for city court, except the city police would give you the ticket. Mm-hmm. So that's where the similarities lie. What's different is that in district court, obviously the district court judge determines probable cause on felony cases before the case would go to the grand jury.
Right.
So, and of course, sets bonds when people are arrested. That's a big topic these days.
Right.
But for the preliminary hearing, the district judge would determine probable cause. The case would go to the grand jury. If the grand jury indicts, then it goes up to circuit court for trial. The district court also handles civil cases up to $20,000. So, you know, obviously the public talks about the criminal aspect of it a lot, which is obviously really, really important. But people don't talk about that the district judge handles civil cases as well. Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, in my law practice, I've handled plaintiff's cases. I've handled civil defense cases. I've done all of that. So I've got all of that experience.
How difficult do you find it to remain as impartial as possible when you're deciding a lot of these different cases? I'm sure emotionally, I mean, it weighs on you, I'm sure. But keeping an even hand on both sides of the case, talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think that, you know, experience matters a lot. You know, you don't become numb to it, but you have to go in there and you know, the judge is supposed to give everybody a fair shake, right? The judge is supposed to listen to both sides of the case and reach a decision that's just. And that's what I've tried to do for 25 years. You know, I don't come into a court with some preconceived notion of just because somebody's charged with something, that person's guilty. You can't do that. Hmm. And I, you know, I've often said that I've survived in Citronelle, I've survived seven administrations. You know, that's hard to do, whether it's a small town or whether it's New York City, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, true.
You know, a new mayor and council, you know, oftentimes wants their own people. And where's some wood I can knock on? But I'm so grateful to Citronelle, and I'm so grateful to Satsuma because they've kept me for so long. So it must mean that I've, you know, I'm doing something right, and I'm giving everybody a fair shake. I've not had one police chief over the course of the time that I've been a judge that I know of complain about anything that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know that I'm fair, and they know if somebody's guilty, I'm tough too.
Also, so let me get this. I just want to get this straight. So your experience obviously is something that if you're going to try to hang your hat on anything, it'd be the fact that you've been a judge, correct?
That's true. I think that's why my signs say actual experience. I mean, I've been a judge for 25 years, and I've handled every kind of case you can in the courtroom. I think that's so important that I've been a prosecutor for 4 years. I've handled criminal defense cases. I've handled plaintiff cases and civil defense cases. That's everything that a district judge sees. So I just think that if the voters look at the qualifications of all of us, I don't think it's close in this case, and I'm not, you know, just being honest.
Yeah,
we're talking with John Williams, candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge, and I wanted to ask you a question. Refer to something you said earlier. So my aunt worked in the federal courthouse in Nashville for her whole career, basically, and she worked for a judge there, and it's kind of surprising, you know, outside of in the courtroom, judge is basically leading a team, right? You have a lot of it's a manager position, kind of, if I'm reading it correctly. You said you were the student body president while you were at law school there at Bama. Talk about how those skills, I know it was your college years or post-college years, but how that can kind of translate into leading a team like that.
Well, I think I really haven't thought about it in that aspect, but I think you have to learn. Part of that is leadership skills, obviously. If you're the student body president, you have the Senate, this law school Senate that you preside over. And I think, you know, you have to be a good leader, whether you're the student body president at Alabama or whether you're the district court judge or the municipal judge or the circuit judge. Now, I will say that I don't have much of a staff as a municipal judge. Mm. You know, I have a court clerks that do a great job for me in both municipalities. I'm not real sure about the staffing at district court and circuit court, but you're right. You just have to be a leader, and you have to lead the right way, and I think people follow you and do, you know, emulate what you do.
John, before we let you go, tell everybody why you want this position, why it's important to you to win this election and become the district judge.
Well, I just think that, you know, I think we were all taken a little bit off guard when Judge Hardesty announced his retirement. I had been thinking about doing this for quite a while, and then I had a lot of lawyers come to me and ask me to run. Lawyers that have practiced in my courtroom, and they know what kind of judge I am, and You know, prosecutors and defense lawyers alike know that they're going to get a fair shake with me. So I talked to people that I trust and people that and my family, and I made the decision to do it. I think we need good judges. I think we need judges that you know. You don't have to guess what you're getting with me. You know what you're getting with me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that you don't use a district judge position or a circuit judge position as a starting point in your judge career.
John Williams, running for district court judge. I'm on your site right now, johnwilliamsforjudge.com. I know that's where folks can go to get some more information.
Oh, our internet's back.
No, I'm running off my phone right now. That's exactly right. But, yeah. John, any parting words you have here as we are now, let's see, it's Friday. We're all going to the polls on Tuesday. So let's call it 4 days until that time is here. You've been campaigning for a long time now and probably see the light at the end of the tunnel right now.
I do. And when you say we're all going to the polls, I hope that's true. I hope everybody will remember to go vote. I hope everybody will call their friends and family, but people forget, you know, and remind people to go vote. It's really important. This is an important election cycle. And I'd really ask the voters to please evaluate all three of us and vote for whoever you think is the most qualified.
John, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for dropping in.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, John Williams, candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. And a reminder, we've interviewed quite a few candidates leading into the primaries on Tuesday. If you want to go back and listen to any of them, maybe you tuned into this conversation midway through.
Good point.
You can head to our website, fmtalk1065.com, and pick up the podcast there or anywhere else you can get podcasts.
There you go. Learn about the candidates. It's what you should do, and you should vote. I think most of our audience will do just that on Tuesday. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 with Dan and Dalton.